Okay, guys, what's going on, guys? It's been a while. Well, not too long, but on my other podcast, this is another piece that I'm doing called it's an article that I thought I just had to share with you guys, which been on my just been so heavy on me, you know. It's a HuffPost opinion. It says more black men are dying by suicide. We need to address it. Black youth seen the fast rising suicide rates among any ethnic group in the last 20 years, with suicide among male black youth rising 60% that period. It says on May 3rd, Lance Blanks, a retired NBA player who spent his rest of his career as an NBA executive and analyst for an ESPN affiliate network, died by suicide. He was 56. But the fact is, we will never truly know why. And we don't need to. All we need to do is remember him, honor him, celebrate him, pour our love into the family that made him happy. His daughter, Riley Blanks, rewrote in a tribute to him on ESPN. All we need to know that oftentimes the people in the most pain are the giants in our lives. Blanks is the highest profile black male celebrity to have died by suicide since dancer and frequent Ellen DeGeneres show contributor Stephen Twitch Boss, who died in December. I'm aware a lot of black folks still harbor the woefully anachronic suicide is for white folks mentality, but there have been several prominent black male deaths by suicide in recent years. Former NFL wide receiver Charles Johnson, former Hightsville, Maryland Mayor Kevin Ward, and Ian King Jr., the son of Regina King. Johnson and Ward were 50 and 44 respectively, but the young people in their ranks appear to be particularly dangerous. Black youth have seen the fastest rise in suicide rates among any ethnic group in the last 20 years, with suicide among black male youth rising 60% in that period. Suicide among black Americans of all ages might also be extremely undercounted for multiple reasons, all connected to racism. Boss suicide rocked many people who weren't even familiar with his work, mainly because he appeared on the surface and that all was well. A loving wife, Allison Holker Boss, with whom he danced on Instagram Live a day before his death, three children, a gig that paid well, kept him in the public eye. To understand suicide is to know what doesn't much matter how people appear on the surface. No one had any inkling that he was low. He didn't want people to know, Ellison Holker Boss told People earlier this month. He just wanted to be everyone's superman and protector. That essentially sums up the black man's struggle with mental health. We're expecting to ride for everyone else without looking out for ourselves. Black men have a fraught relationship with mental health, unlike that of any other ethnic or gender group. It starts with the health care industry that has historically mistreated all black people and continues to demonstrate inadequacy inequity in treatment today. There's also an issue of men of all ethnicities placing mental health in the backseat of priorities, even in the 2023, with all that we know about the benefits of protecting our mental health. Stoicism is still expected of men in lieu of expressing feminine emotions. Do your job, put peg A into a slot B, and don't cry about it. The unholy combination has left us with a bunch of baby boomer black men who wouldn't think of dropping coins to talk to a stranger about their feelings. It's the living demographic that was probably experienced more potent racism in America than anyone else, keeping emotions bottled in. How do we deal with this problem? The very first thing is destigmatizing mental health and recognize that suicide is not quitting. I'd argue this is one of the toughest issues for Americans to reconcile. Next is to understand and embrace the seeds of the black man's plight were planted centuries ago, and those trees had yet to be cut down. We remain far more likely to die or suffer the impacts from gun violence. We remain less likely to graduate college than even our black female counterparts. We suffer a host of health maladies unique to us, and so on. There aren't your fault, black men. It's also important to understand that despite with a bunch of viral posts with 20 things adjusting that constitutes masculine behavior and had to say about the matter, we're still human beings who feel things. Look no further than the death of Kobe Bryant's daughter, Gianna, to remember how collective we were in our feelings. Finally, we need to understand the value of therapy. I know how tough it can be to step away from the compartmentalization that a literal method of survival for us, but cracking your chest upon to an imperial third party with the training to help you can pull you out of a hole. I'm living proof of this. It's still tough to find a licensed black male therapist, but psychology today lets you narrow the search down. Depending on where you live, there are free nonprofit safe spaces designed specifically for black men, like ones developed by therapist Femi Olokoya in Houston. I love seeing more famous black men speaking out in support of therapy, including Will Smith, The Breakfast Club, Charlamagne the Guy, J-Rod, Keira Michaels, 22 Stand-Up Special. Rothaniel was more of a refreshing therapy session than a good Boston comedy rock. I believe more that energy will motivate us in the right direction. This is a very cool point. Most of us don't have a Carmichael's platform of millions to get the monkey off our back. Even if we did, most of us wouldn't speak to the world about our issues. But speaking to someone is necessary if you're experiencing depression and suicidal ideation. If therapy isn't accessible to you for whatever reason, you have no one to speak to, hit me up via the link in my profile below. I'll write with you. If talking to a random unlicensed homeless understand isn't for you, that is suicide crosses lifeline and 98. This was a very good, interesting piece from the HuffPost. It was from Justice2K. This is Twitter handle. I like it. And like the title says, more black male dying by suicide, we need to address it. And he's absolutely right. We do need to address it because it's so, important for black men's mental health. Not just mental health, but mental, physical, spiritual health as well. And plus, I understand the mental illness of it, but we also got black men that deals with mental disorders. I myself have a mental disability. I have ADHD, and as far as a black man, that is not fun. That is not fun at all. I love to learn. It's just a struggle that I have to work 10 times harder just to concentrate sometimes. Just to stay focused. I always try to find ways to focus. But it's I feel like my prediction, I think suicide for black men will be the number one thing for us. For black men, a lot of people in other ethnic groups like to say black on crime. But I think the number one for black men coming in the future will be black suicides. Number two, our health. I think black men will definitely get caved in by our health because nobody's is not really talking to us about our health, our body. We need to be fit, we suffering with just colon cancer, heart disease are the two factors, colon cancer and probably in sexual transmitted diseases as well. But health wise, and then third one be being killed by police. But yeah. And then you got black crime. So, but that's my thoughts. We'd love to hear about your thoughts about this as well, because this is a concerning matter. And I'm glad this people should not put us or throw us under the rug when it comes to suicidal death of a black man. And it needs to be addressed. And that's my point of view. Until next time, guys, be amazing.